This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Listen, you know, I have two dogs. I've had Lyme disease twice. You know, I'm super paranoid about ticks. My whole family is super paranoid about ticks. What are you laughing at? What? Anyway, Matt. Oh, yeah. Twice. I went on like 3 months of doxycycline. It was terrible. And I do think that there are lingering effects from it. I think it does still impact me. But, you know, ticks are just, you know, we've talked on the show, like what was God thinking? Like, what was he doing? It doesn't make any sense. But it's a big, real health issue here. And not just in Connecticut. I think a huge majority of Lyme disease is in just 14 states, and this region is, you know, really intense about it. Gudars Malay, is that right, sir? I want to make sure I get it right.
Correct, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming on. Tick-borne disease surveillance program at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. We got to find an acronym for that, by the way. How are you this morning?
I am fine, thank you.
In terms of ticks, like how bad is it right now relative to previous years?
Well, it is really bad. So far this year, we have received over 2,300 human-biting ticks submitted to our laboratory. If you want to put this in a comparison to previous years, in the past several years, the average was about 1,600. As you can see, we are witnessing 40% increase in the number of ticks that we are receiving. And this pretty much corresponds to what we are experiencing in the field. In addition to increases in the number of ticks that for this time of the year that we have seen, we are seeing similarly higher prevalence of infection with tick-borne diseases, including Lyme disease. We are seeing about 10% increase in tick infection. For anaplasma, we are seeing 30%, and similarly for babesia, we are seeing 30% increase in the infection rate. As I indicated, this is the highest that we have seen since 2020, and the closest one in terms of high number of ticks as well as prevalence of infection was in 2017.
So is that weather related, or is it like why? Because it's not historic and like the most ever. We had 2020 and 2017. Like, is it because the weather conditions are more conducive to having more ticks around?
In addition to weather condition, other ecological condition has played a role in this in this surge in tick population and prevalence of infection. As you know, the climate change not only impacting tick population, it's also impacting populations of hosts, both reservoir hosts that serve as disease source as well as reproductive hosts that provide a lot. So climate change contributing to increases in the population of these organisms in the environment, as well as the vegetation in return, vegetation contributing to increases in the population of rodents that are the source of pathogen, and that gives rise not only to higher pathogen rate as well as to higher tick population. In the past few years, we have had also higher acorn mass, according to our colleagues who work in this area. So that contributes to higher rodent population, mm-hmm. and in turn, higher tick population and pathogen rate.
So I have a couple of really quick questions for you. Gudars Malai with the Tick and Tick-Borne Disease Surveillance Program with the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. Number one is, there are several types of ticks. Which are the ones, the names of the ones that are most concerning, and give me their size?
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Currently, we are dealing with five important tick species.
Yes.
And these important tick species, the number one is the black-legged tick, also known as deer tick. These ticks are constitute about 85% of all ticks that we have here in Connecticut. You have to also realize that when I'm talking about throughout Connecticut, there are regional differences that I would explain to you if the time permits. Then the second tick is the American dog tick that is responsible for transmitting Rocky Mountain spotted fever. We have Lone Star tick that is responsible for transmitting ehrlichiosis and also associated with red meat allergy. We have Gulf Coast tick, and that's responsible for transmitting a disease similar to Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And the last tick that we have seen this tick since 2017 in our state, that is the longhorn or Asian longhorn tick.
Okay.
These ticks are the adult ticks are the size of apple seed, but there is some variation and differences in terms of color and ornament on their body.
And all of those carry some form of tick-borne disease?
Yes, currently
okay.
they are carrying 18 different pathogens responsible for 12 different diseases.
Okay, so because we're tight on time, so if anyone gets a tick attached or engorged, should people get some sort of prophylactic or do something related to treating it? They always talk about the bullseye, but for me, it's like if it's attached, I'm going to get treated, and that's how I feel.
I would suggest, or I would defer that to the physicians, but I would suggest people to, once they encounter a tick, they have to be in touch with their physician, seek advice. I don't think that all physicians would come with the same decision to put patients on prophylactic treatment, okay, particularly if these ticks have not been engaged in blood feeding for longer time.
Okay, so the question, we almost do it in a joking manner, but do ticks serve any ecological positive?
Of course they do. All organisms do serve function in the environment or in ecological context.
What do the ticks do?
Perhaps I don't know it is, but it's quite naive for me to say that they don't serve any mechanisms, because
no, that's my job. My job is to be so naive to say that. That's what I do.
Our understanding of the ecology and the environment is not, even though we have made substantial progress, but still we don't understand how and what these animals contribute to the broader ecosystem.
I don't see. I mean, again, like, I'd love to find that out, because I just think it makes people sick and freaked out.
Yeah, but keep in mind that ticks are also victims. Ticks do not harbor disease agents. They acquire,
right,
and
they're
transmit.
A host. They
are vectors, not the reservoir. So. And I guess that even if we agree, if I agree for a moment with you that they don't serve any function, unfortunately, we cannot get rid of ticks in the environment.
Yeah.
I hope we agree on that.
You're trying to say it's not their fault. Listen, all kidding aside, we appreciate the insight and the time, sir. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Gudars Malai. Again, Tick and Tick-Borne Disease Surveillance Program with the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. See, I'm not convinced. He doesn't know.
I'm not either, after reading what Google has to say either.
What did Mr. Google say?
Ticks, despite their negative reputation, play a role in the intricate balance of ecosystems. They act as a food source for various animals, including reptiles, amphibians, and birds. If ticks were entirely eliminated, the repercussions would disrupt the delicate food chain.
I think that's a bunch of hot garbage. Yeah.
So they're just like,
can't find a tick, find a gnat or a
food?
But yeah,
and then they kill like weak species by biting them and getting them.
Sorry, Claude, yeah. I don't agree. Sorry, science, we don't agree.
Wipe them out.
Let's get rid of them.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Odyssey celebrates Memorial Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.